ABC Radio Australia.
Well, this week is 1 month since the Australian government began a trial easing restrictions on the amount of kava that can be imported into the country for personal use. Kava lovers are now able to bring in 4 kilograms of the substance instead of the usual 2, and that change came just in time for their Christmas celebrations. As Nick Fogarty reports, though, some say the restrictions still need to be loosened further, with claims that allowing commercial exports as well would dramatically boost Pacific economies.
Reverend Miley Malatika is the president of the Brisbane Tongan community and a member of the Sia Mealy Kava Club. He says this festive season was especially sweet, with the kava flowing even more freely than usual.
It was exciting news because most of the kava clubs here in Brisbane, sometimes they are running out. 2 kilos was not enough for the personal use. I think the news comes in a good time during the Christmas season.
Malay Malatika says there are about 10 kava clubs in Brisbane, made up of members from Pacific countries like Tonga, Fiji and Samoa, who get together once a week or so to play music, study the Bible and, of course, share in some kava, the psychoactive drink made from the ground-up kava root. Reverend Malatika says kava is one of the most important parts of his culture.
This is the meeting point for every occasion in our culture. We have kava when we celebrating birthdays or anniversaries or whatever, you can name it, weddings, and also funerals. Kava will be there, you know, to welcome people who are coming to a funeral, and also when we socialise on a Friday or Saturday night.
In the week the restrictions were lifted, local media in Fiji reported excitement among kava dealers in Suva Market, who predicted that it would boost their business. Reverend Malatika says the price of kava in Brisbane has subsequently dropped from about $150 to less than $100 a kilo, matching falls in Tonga to around $80 a kilo. But for Vanuatu-based kava exporter Michael Luz, who services growing kava bar scenes in New Caledonia and the United States, there hasn't been a noticeable change where he is.
We haven't really noticed any difference. There had been no impact on the kava exports from Vanuatu side and no impacts on our economy, of course.
While kava clubs in Brisbane and other communities rejoice, a ban on commercial imports of kava remains in place, and kava is still entirely prohibited in Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Kava has been blamed for causing problems in remote Indigenous communities, and there are claims, which its advocates strongly reject, that it causes lingering health effects. In keeping with its Pacific step-up, though, the current Australian government's announced they'll begin a commercial import trial by the end of 2020. Michael Luz says kava is one of the few products where Pacific Island producers can compete in the global market, and he's urging Australia to open itself up if it's serious about building a closer relationship.
We have this great opportunity with kava, which is only produced in the South Pacific. So if Australia is really genuine, helping us, trying to promote our product, this will really help us with the products which are making a difference. And kava is the product which is making a huge difference in our island. If you go to Pentecost, if you go to Santo, our farmers are buying truck, buying boats, just with kava money. All the kids in Pentecost, probably 99% of the kids are going to their school fees with kava money.